Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone with us today, we have Senator Vicki Jensen, State Senator, who represents
Senate District 24, which is Steele, Rice, Dodge, and Waseca counties.
That's a big enough area to be representing, for sure. So I'm wondering, we could talk about a lot of different topics, but one of the things that I think is particularly interesting to rural Minnesotans is water quality issues.
Absolutely. It was a big topic last session, and we had a good conversation about how does ag land fit into what they're trying to do with water quality. But I think it's important for your listeners to know that there are a lot of things that happened in federal legislation several years ago, starting in 2005 with the Clean Water Act, and all of those things now within those bills are saying that states need to come up with water quality plans by 2016. So that's why there is really a big push through the Minnesota Department of Ag, through the Minnesota EPA. All of those groups, agencies, have to come up with how they're going to reduce some of the nitrates, some of the carbon, all of those things are really coming due, so there's a big push for that. I know I've been attending the watershed district meetings that they've had, which includes the Straight River in my district, and they have to come up with some kind of a plan that indicates how much nitrates they're going to try to reduce and how they're actually going to do that. So they've been holding meetings for over a year, talking with stakeholders, making sure that everyone that's involved in making that happen has some say and some input into that process.
And so have they been able to get the people who need to be there at the table? Have they been able to get them there?
I think we lack a lot of the farm community in the conversation, in the meetings that I've attended. I'm not sure exactly how to fix that other than try to let them know when the watershed district meetings are happening, and I've been trying to do that as well, because it will directly impact the push that you'll hear as far as legislation, policy-wise. They're talking about trying to get a certain percentage to do certain conservation practices on their land, and they're also talking to the point where their nutrient plan would say you can only apply fertilizer in the spring rather than in the fall. So this will have a direct impact on landowners. But I just want to make sure people understand where it's coming from, is that they have to come up with a plan in order to meet the mandates and regulations that came down from the federal level, too.
Thank you so much, Vicki. Really appreciate your time this morning. And I should also mention that Vicki does serve on the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and hopefully that's been a good experience.
Oh, it's been a great experience, and especially we have meetings throughout the state. I get to go to some places that I normally would not get to, and I think that's important.
True enough. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and best wishes.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.